Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Therese. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner Susan today. Our first prayer request comes from Shelley. "Please pray for my daughter. She was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma at the age of 11. It came back in 2017, and now today she is 29 years old and it's back again. She has gone through so much. We just need prayers. She has two little ones, ages 4 and 7. Heavenly Father, you are the divine healer, the one who knows every fiber of our being. Today, we lift up Shelley's daughter before you, Lord, and ask for your mercy and healing upon her. She has fought this battle before, and now she faces it again. Strengthen her, O God, and let your mighty hand uphold her in this trial. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Lord, we place our trust in you, the great physician. We ask that you touch her body with healing grace. Remove every trace of illness, every shadow of disease. May her doctors be guided by your wisdom, and may every treatment be effective in restoring her to full health. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Jesus, you bore our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Be near to this mother who longs to be well for her children. Give her strength when she feels weak, peace when she is afraid, and hope when the road ahead seems uncertain. Wrap her little ones in your loving embrace. Be their rock and their refuge. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Lord, in your infinite love, bring healing to Shelley's daughter, comfort to her family, and unwavering faith to all who love her. We trust in your perfect will and place her completely in your hands. Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Melanie, "Please pray for me. I have to have emergency surgery tomorrow. I'm in ER right now. Thank you." Heavenly Father, we lift up Melanie to you in this urgent moment as she faces emergency surgery. You are the divine physician, the source of all healing and strength. We ask that you guide the hands of the doctors and nurses, granting them wisdom, skill, and precision. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will hold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41, verse 10. Lord Jesus, you healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and raised the weary. We ask that you pour out your mercy upon Melanie. Calm any fear in her heart and fill her with the peace that surpasses all understanding. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. Holy Spirit, be her comforter and her strength. Let her feel the prayers of those who love her and the presence of her guardian angel watching over her. May this trial be a testimony of your power and faithfulness. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Lourdes, intercede for Melanie. Wrap her in your maternal care and bring her safely through this surgery. We entrust her into your loving hands, Lord, knowing your plans are for her good. In Jesus' holy name we pray, Amen. Saint Raphael the Archangel, healer and guide, pray for her. Saint Luke, patron of physicians, pray for her. Saint John Paul II, who bore suffering with great faith, pray for her. Amen.
This prayer intention is from Anonymous. Please pray for my brother-in-law who just found out yesterday he has stage 4 liver cancer. Please pray for the family. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts, lifting up this brother-in-law who has just received the difficult diagnosis of stage 4 liver cancer. Though we do not know his name, you, O Lord, know him intimately, for you created him and love him beyond measure. You know his every fear, his every pain, and his every hope. In your infinite mercy, we ask for your healing hand to be upon him. Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Psalm 30, verse 2. Jesus, divine physician, we trust in your perfect will. If it be your will, bring healing to his body. And if suffering must be endured, grant him the grace to bear it with faith and peace. Comfort him with your presence and remind him that he is never alone. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm 23, verse 4. Holy Spirit, consoler of the sorrowful, pour out your grace upon this family. Surround them with your peace in the midst of their fear and sorrow. Strengthen their faith, deepen their hope, and draw them ever closer to you in this time of trial. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5, 4. Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Sorrows, you who stood at the foot of the cross and witnessed the suffering of your Son, intercede for this family. Wrap them in your motherly embrace and lead them to the heart of Jesus. We place this brother-in-law and his family into your loving hands, O Lord, trusting in your boundless mercy. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Saint Peregrine, patron of those with cancer, pray for him. Saint Joseph, patron of families, pray for them. Saint John Paul II, who bore suffering with great faith, pray for them. Amen.
From Charles, please pray for deliverance and healing for Harmony. She has the worst crying and tantrum episodes because she's experienced a lot of trauma, abuse, and neglect in her short life by other members of our family. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of love and concern for Harmony. a child who has suffered greatly in her young life. Though we do not know the full depth of her pain, we know that you see her, you know her, and you love her beyond measure. In your infinite mercy, we ask for her deliverance and healing. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147, verse 3. Lord Jesus, you welcomed the little children and held them in your arms. We ask that you hold Harmony close now. Heal the wounds that trauma, abuse, and neglect have left upon her heart and mind. Silence the echoes of pain and replace them with the peace and love that only you can give. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. Holy Spirit, Comforter and Healer, we pray for Harmony's deliverance from the fear, anxiety, and turmoil that overwhelm her. Let your light shine into the dark places of her past, bringing freedom from the chains of suffering. May she come to know her worth as your beloved child and find joy in the days ahead. Blessed Mother, tender Mother of us all, place your mantle of protection over Harmony. Intercede for her as you once interceded for Kana, asking your son to work miracles. Surround her with people who will love, nurture, and protect her, so she may grow in faith, hope, and love. We entrust Harmony to you, Sacred Heart, Jesus, trusting in your boundless mercy. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Saint Raphael the Archangel, healer of wounds, pray for Harmony. Saint Dimphna, patroness of emotional and mental healing, pray for her. Saint Joseph, protector of the innocent, pray for her. Amen.
This prayer request is from Raj. I pray for my brother S. I pray for his strength and discernment. I pray for him to be protected and wise and forgiving and to know God's love and peace in him. I pray he always be comforted by God. I pray his connection with his, my dad, to be serene and peaceful, and for both of them to have acceptance and forgiveness. I pray for his success and happiness and his confidence to grow. God, please dissolve and remove his anger and loneliness. Soothe his soul and speak to him. Guide him, please. Amen. Heavenly Father, we lift up S into your loving hands. Though we do not know his full story, you know his heart completely. You see his struggles, his hopes, and his pain. Lord, we ask that you strengthen him, guide him, and fill him with your wisdom and love. Protect him from all harm, both physical and spiritual, and surround him with your peace. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. Psalm 28, verse 7. Jesus, divine healer, we ask that you remove the burdens of anger and loneliness that weigh upon S's heart. Fill the empty spaces with your love, dissolving all darkness and despair. Let him know that he is never alone, for you are always with him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Holy Spirit, bring discernment and clarity to S's mind. Help him make wise choices that lead to success, joy, and fulfillment. Strengthen his confidence and grant him the courage to step forward in faith, trusting in your plan for his life. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Lord, we also pray for healing in the relationship between S and his father. May their bond be renewed with peace, understanding, and forgiveness. Break down any walls of resentment and let them see one another with love and compassion. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Blessed Mother, intercede for S as a mother intercedes for her child. Cover him with your mantle of protection and lead him to a deep, abiding relationship with your Son. We trust, Lord, that you are working in S's life even now, bringing healing, guidance, and peace. May he always feel your presence and know the depth of your love. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defender in times of struggle, pray for him. Saint Joseph, guide and protector of families, pray for him. Saint Dimphna, healer of emotional wounds, pray for him.
From Joanne, urgent prayer request for my son Joe. Please pray that the Lord will guide him to make the right choices for the betterment of his family. Please and thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you with urgency in our hearts, lifting up Joe to your loving care. Though we do not know him personally, you know him completely. You formed him, love him, and desire what is best for him. Lord, we ask that you guide Joe in his decisions, that he may choose the path that brings peace, stability, and blessings to his family. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Jesus, you are the good shepherd who leads his flock with wisdom and love. Lead Joe in the way of righteousness. Illuminate his mind to see clearly what is right, and strengthen his heart to follow your will, even when the path is difficult. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Isaiah 30, verse 21. Holy Spirit, fill Joe with discernment, courage, and peace. Remove any confusion, fear, or temptation that may lead him astray. Let his choices reflect your truth and bring blessings upon his family. May he be a source of love, strength, and wisdom for those who depend on him. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask for God, who gives all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. James 1, verse 5. Blessed Mother, intercede for Joe as a mother intercedes for her child. Wrap him in your mantle and lead him to the heart of your son, that he may walk in faith and love. We entrust Joe and his family to your divine providence. Lord, trusting that your will is perfect and that you will guide him on the right path. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Saint Joseph, model of wisdom and fatherly guidance, pray for him. Saint Benedict, patron of the wise decisions, pray for him. Saint Michael the Archangel, defender against confusion and temptation, pray for him. Amen.
This prayer intention is from Anonymous. Please pray for me. Lately, I feel like my best isn't good enough in my marriage and in my job. I work so hard and do my very best in both. I'm so physically and emotionally tired. Heavenly Father, we lift up this dear soul into your loving embrace. Though we do not know their name, you know them intimately. You see their struggles, their exhaustion, and the weight they carry. Lord, remind them that they are deeply loved, that their worth is not measured by their achievements, but by the fact that they are your beloved child. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Jesus, you walked this earth and knew the weight of human weariness. Please strengthen this person in their marriage and in their work. When doubt whispers that their best isn't enough, remind them that you are the one who multiplies our efforts, turning small offerings into abundant blessings. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Holy Spirit, bring renewal to their heart and mind. Lift the burden of discouragement and replace it with hope. Give them the wisdom to know when to rest, the courage to keep going, and the peace to trust that you are working in all things for their good. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. Blessed Mother, tender and compassionate, intercede for this weary heart. Wrap them in your mantle of comfort and lead them to the rest and strength that only your Son can provide. Lord, we entrust this person to you, knowing that you are with them in their struggles. May they find renewed joy in their marriage, purpose in their work, and peace in knowing they are enough in your eyes. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Saint Joseph, patron of workers and families, pray for them. Saint Jude, patron of difficult situations, pray for them. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, who labored tirelessly in love, pray for them. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.